case number 11782, A26. He's out there again. 5 people in 26 days, been taken apart this time. Pieces ending up in the hands of family members. They turn to us and ask us to help them. What are we gonna do? What can I do? Every day that passes tears flesh and families apart. Damn. It wasn't always this way.
And that's when it happened. Late night attacking, so they put me on the case and wanted me to drag him in. Naturally, I had a dead nose for tracking. I never let one slip away, but there was a time and place for that damn jinx to finally catch up. And that tragedy was the end of this man. Couldn't quite sleep after seeing firsthand the pain that this failure brought. I can't tell ya, try to catch up, but the trail just went cold. I can't pick up shit with this dried up dead nose.
Dead nose?
Who's asking?
Call me an old friend from way back. I'm back in town. I'm surprised you're still around.
Why, what happened?
You want me to remind you?
Keep laughing. You should've kept hiding, motherfucker. I'ma find you and wipe off that goddamn smile.
You ain't doing shit. I'ma tell you how it is. It's been 6 years, but I'm back to my biz.
And I'm back to mine, and I'll catch you this time. And I'll make damn sure that the punishment fits the crime.
Well, it's time, and I'm ready to work. And I'm steady and certain that tonight you'll feel the cut of the surgeon.
So he wants to play doctor, huh? I checked the hospital just like before. It seems the trail has gotten cold tonight, though. Something just feels right, or rather very wrong. In the fading moonlight, someone's hiding. I hear screams, someone's dying. I creep to the wall with my sidearm beside me. 6 years of rage built up inside me. Moment of truth, the vengeance is blinding. I got a clear shot through the bedroom window. The figure of a killer in the corner crouched low. I squeeze off 2 shots, just straight let go and empty the clip. Just to be sure, I creep through the pain over broken glass waiting. Hearing cursed lungs, gasping, breathing, spitting, sputtering, anticipating the delivery of death. Finally escaping, I wonder if he feels remorse in his death throes. I don't know if anything can quench those victims' thirst for vengeance. I guess those answers are a secret that only the dead knows.